I wanted to take the time to explain mindfulness. It's important. It's something that you can take with you, not just when the moon is transiting Scorpio, but really on a day-to-day basis. So mindfulness is a reminder of being present. So in our world, it is easy to be distracted and it is often difficult to be present, right? This reality often blocks our self-awareness. So if you are submerged in the chaos and the noise around you, tuning into yourself can be a challenging endeavor. The ancient practice of mindfulness can be a helpful tool to overcome this common hurdle and improve your self-awareness. One thing that I want to make very clear is that mindfulness does not have to fit into the stereotype of a seated and stationary meditation. Personally, that is my favorite way, but I have learned to be mindful throughout my life as I'm walking, as I'm working out, as I'm running, whatever it is. So understand that that is not the only way of being mindful and of meditating. So you can practice mindfulness when talking, eating, walking, really anytime. So when you are mindful, essentially, you are engaging and non-judgmentally observing the present moment. To be mindful, you play an observer in your own life. So remember, when I was describing the lessons that a moon in Scorpio teaches us, it is not so much about denying the shadow of us that comes up from time to time. It is about acknowledging it and observing it in a non-judgmental way. So if you attune your awareness in a given moment and rid yourself of criticism, you are practicing the essence of mindfulness, okay? So to take it a step further, I am leaving the two very simple exercises below.